There's been a lot of reaction to AT&T's proposed $85 billion purchase of Time Warner. Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken said it's raising flags. Consumer groups are readying strategies to block it. But why? If it goes through, what will it mean for consumers? Jill Schlesinger is here. She's a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, Jill, to remind people, AT&T is the distributor. Time Warner produces content like HBO and CNN. Both say their merger will mean lower prices for consumers. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. Whenever I hear merger and the promises of lower prices, they rarely come into fruition. There's a lot of unknowns with this deal, and certainly the Department of Justice is going to weigh in. And the big question is, how will non-AT&T customers be affected? Will they have to pay more for the content they've come to know? Will they be forced to switch providers or simply go without? And frankly, how will this also affect some smaller competitors who other businesses who may be serving a lot of customers in areas where we don't see a lot of competition?
Yeah, so a Verizon customer who wants to watch HBO, you're saying there's some concern that AT&T could restrict it or charge more for it?
Well, yes. I mean, that's the concern. I don't actually think that's what's going to happen. If we think of the world of economics or business as carrots and sticks, that would be quite a stick, right? We're going to bash you over the head. If you really want to see Game of Thrones, Verizon people, you're going to have to pay up for that. I don't think that regulators are going to like that approach. But I could see an approach where it becomes more appealing to switch over to AT&T because maybe you'll get more robust content. Maybe you'll get some extras. And maybe you'll get some benefits that you might not see by staying with Verizon. That could be the inducement or the carrot that is used. I think that the approach for this transaction would have to be, in order to get the deal passed, to say, oh, no, we're going to give people lots of options. If they'd like to opt in, we'd love to have them over here, but we're not going to penalize you by not being our customer.
Yeah. Well, staying with consumers, Randall Stephenson, CEO of AT&T, says that with this merger, AT&T would be able to give additional data to Time Warner and to advertisers about what people are watching. What is he referring to there?
Well, I am very frightened about that because that could mean that I have very specific ads that are targeted at me, whether it's because of where I am or what I watch. That might be confusing for many advertisers. But look, this is just one of those ways that we see that the entire advertising world is transitioning. I had a very large ad executive say to me, we are entering into a time where, you know, not only are you going to get content that seems to be curated for you, but you will get advertisements that are very distinct to you. And that could really mean that you're watching a TV show on a streaming device and you get a different commercial than the person watching next to you. That's kind of weird. It's a little bit freaky, but maybe, especially if you're under the age of 35, you're willing to think that that's a fabulous thing as long as it keeps your costs down. People who are over the age of 35, there does seem to be literally a generation gap around comfort with that notion.
Well, and some people might be happy with, you know, if not only this, the cost going down, but just send me the ads that you think I'll want to see. But it reinforces, it keeps us all in the same bubbles we seem to be getting into. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money on the proposed AT&T and Time Warner merger, which is going to take a long time if it happens. Jill, thank you.
Take care.